USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump and the First Lady are wishing you a Merry Christmas. The First Lady posted the video message to Twitter this morning. The couple is spending the holiday at the President's Mar-a-Lago resort in Florida. The President is waiting, though, to see what North Korean leader Kim Jong-un's Christmas gift turns out to be. Although, according to Far East expert Gordon Chang, it could be much ado about nothing.
I don't know if the North Koreans will actually deliver a Christmas gift at Christmas. They're very good at misdirection, so they can have us looking in one direction, which is a missile launch, and do something entirely different. We could see a missile launch in February, for instance, but no, we're not going to see something good out of Kim Jong-un.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. And your weather forecast for this Christmas Day: quiet and mild for much of the country, with heavy rain and mountain snow forecast for California and Arizona. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, everyone. Wayne Alarouche. Listen carefully to another great offer on one of the most sought-after assets on Earth. The world of political turmoil just gets crazier and crazier. Impeachment hearings, China trade wars, Fed money pumping, which are creating bubbles that could burst any day now. With one exception, gold and silver, which are currently undervalued and have excellent growth potential in 2020. So here's another irresistible offer to help you cash in on asset protection while you still can. My sponsor, Swiss America, is willing to ship my listeners another popular silver coin, the U.S. Peace Dollar, for just $16.50 each delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling 800-289-2646. Write it down. 800-289-2646. Get your supply of silver U.S. Peace Dollars for just $16.50 each delivered. 800-289-2646 or go to SwissAmerica.com.
With a look at what's open and what's closed on this Christmas Day, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
More than 90% of local retailers across America, including the nation's biggest, are closed today, along with 4 out of 5 restaurants. While Walmart is closed for Christmas, many Safeway and Albertsons supermarkets are opened on shortened hours. Drug chains Walgreens and CVS are going to be open, as are most Rite Aid stores. Convenience store giants like 7-Eleven and Circle K open, and for restaurants, Denny's is open 24 hours as usual, and most IHOPs are open as well. Dinner houses include Ruth Chris Steakhouse, Morton's Steakhouse, and Benihana. Open, though, online reservations are required at most of those places.
A Colorado Springs man is in custody after robbing a bank and throwing his stolen money in the air and shouting Merry Christmas. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
President Trump says he hasn't given any thought to pardoning his longtime friend Roger Stone. Stone was convicted last month of lying to Congress.
I think it's very tough what they did to Roger Stone compared to what they do to other people on their side. I think it's very tough. I think it's a very tough situation that they did something like that. You know, Roger Stone was not involved in my campaign in any way, other than the very, very beginning, long before I announced a little bit. I've known Roger over the years. He's a nice guy. A lot of people like him. And he got hit very hard, as did General Flynn, and as did a lot of other people. They got hit very, very hard. And now they're finding out it was all a big hoax. They're finding out it was a horrible thing. We were spied on. My campaign was spied on. And again, Roger Stone was not a part of it, the campaign. He was somebody I've known over the years, but not a part of the campaign. Very, very, very early on, long before I even announced, he was involved in a minor way. But he's a good person. And what they did to him is very unfair, in my opinion. And what they did to General Flynn is very unfair, in my opinion. And what they did to so many others is very unfair. And now we found out they're a bunch of dirty cops. And paid for by the DNC, paid for by Hillary Clinton in many cases.
From all of us here at USA Radio News, Merry Christmas. And for USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.